Pastor David Branson. If you're visiting with us today, I would like to welcome you on behalf of Lakeside United Methodist Church. We're glad you're with us today. If you need a church home, I wish you would give us an opportunity to meet your spiritual needs and to join our fellowship here at Lakeside. So welcome if you're visiting with us today as well. Just a quick reminder, you've got your Connect cards in your bulletin. Be sure and fill those out and drop them in the offering plate as it comes around this morning as well. The prayer cards today as well, we're not going to have an official prayer time, but those will be sent out on our prayer chain, and we will be praying for those prayer requests as well. So drop your prayer requests in the offering plate this morning as it comes around as well. A reminder that our healing and communion service is Wednesday at 6 o'clock here at the sanctuary. Come, and if you need specific things prayed for and to share in Holy Communion, that will be your opportunity to do that. So hopefully you can come out and join us on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary. Be sure to look at your bulletin. We are having a Christmas Eve service at 7 o'clock here, a candlelight service, and then Christmas Day, our regular 10 a.m. service as well. So if you have nothing going on Christmas Day, come out and join us for worship and celebration as well. A reminder as well that we're going to go Christmas caroling on Tuesday, the 20th. We're going to gather here at the church about 5 or 5:15. I hope to be renting or getting a van from another church so we can all drive together. We're going to go around to area nursing homes and sing Christmas carols. So if you would like to join in that, show up on Tuesday evening about 5 or 5:15, and we'll have a great time with that as well. So thank you for that. Matthew Meals was yesterday. They handed out 150 meals with 15 volunteers, and they gave out stockings with goodies in it for the kids. So thank you all for Matthew Meals, those that came out and participated in that and served our community through Matthew Meals. That's an awesome thing that you all do, and thank you very much for that as well. I think that's it for the announcements today. Oh, another thing. Our offering today, since we're having our cantata during the worship service today, the offering, the loose play offering, the money you throw in the plate, will go towards the music department. If you would like to make a donation to them, that helps them defray some of their costs throughout the year and buy new music and different things that they need for the music department. So if you're going to write a check, please mark on your check for the music department, or your loose, your change, your money that you put in the plate today is going to go towards the music department. We're going to have a beautiful cantata today. I hope you're ready to be inspired by the story once again of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. follow the child of promise, the child of hope, the child called Emmanuel, God with us. Teach us to refuse the evil, even as we strive to choose the good. In the name of Emmanuel, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite Vincent Manna and David Shue forward for the lighting of the Advent wreath.
Power over sin, power over death,
Howard came to earth through his son. God does not give half-heartedly. There's nothing more powerful in all of creation than his love. And there's nothing more loving than the way he shared and continues to share with us this power that transforms the world. Let's receive this gift in its entirety as we light this fourth candle of Advent, love.
You guys, that's awesome. Let's pray.
Israel, you have led us into the pastures of your grace and mercy. In thankfulness and praise for the child born at Christmas, let us give our gifts through our offering this morning. Would the ushers please come forward to receive our gifts?
Smoother if we just transition into the readings and the music. So let's now prepare to receive our King.
Thank you.
It was to Bethlehem that Naomi returned with her widowed daughter-in-law, Ruth. In Bethlehem, Ruth met and married Boaz, and Samuel anointed a young shepherd boy named David, king. The prophet Micah foretold that one would be born in Bethlehem who would rule over Israel. This night, in this little village just 5 miles from Jerusalem, the prophecy is fulfilled. We watch in wonder as God sends our salvation.
Thank you.
Our Savior has been born. His name is Jesus. We call him Emmanuel, God with us, Redeemer, God's only begotten Son, our Messiah, King and Lamb. Angels announce his birth to shepherds who rush to find him. And time after time, year after year, we follow those shepherds to bow at the manger and worship.
Oh, God.
and the sun rises over Bethlehem. The silence of centuries of waiting has ended with the song of glory to God in the highest. The world will never be the same. God has come to us as a helpless baby. Morning has broken, and it's the dawn of redeeming grace.
Thank you.
his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And 1 John 4:10 says, "This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Jesus came for us when he was born in Bethlehem, and it was for us he went to Calvary. We are the reason he came, and he is the reason we are here, and the reason we can't help but celebrate. Bethlehem calls us today. Worship, rejoice, give glory to God. Jesus is born. you realize this morning that Jesus came back as a baby for you. You as an individual. God so loved you that He sent His only Son. That's the message of Christmas. And you are worth it. You are worthy of the Son of God. He came. He gave Himself for you. We thank our choir today and Wendell. They do a great job with our music. And now is your opportunity to stand and join your voices with theirs. Please stand for our closing hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you. official cameraman.